morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches Grass Time Sale. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Yesterday, Governor Kevin Stitt signed Senate Bill 868, which allows the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture to develop and administer a program for the production of commercial hemp under the 2018 Farm Bill into law after it was unanimously approved by the House and Senate. Current state law passed last year under the 2014 Farm Bill allows for Oklahomans to participate in the Industrial Hemp Pilot Program, which requires growers to be licensed through a research institution. The new Farm Bill, though, changed federal industrial hemp law and made changes to state law necessary as well. The next step in the process, according to ODAF legislative liaison Jan Lee Rolette, is for the USDA to finalize federal rules under the 2018 Farm Bill. She says that when new federal rules are in place, state rules will then be developed. After the rules are developed, she says they'll be required to have a state plan approved by the USDA. USDA has 60 days then to respond after that plan is submitted. She says the process will take time, but assures that ODAF wants to get it right for Oklahoma producers. Rolette anticipates USDA will finalize their rules later this year. Meanwhile, state and federal rules should be in place to allow for planting of industrial hemp in time for the 2020 crop year. Producers planting for the 2019 crop year, which is happening from now through June, still fall under the existing pilot program. Starting next year, though, ODAF will license growers directly for the 2020 growing season. In other news, the EU is targeting U.S. ag products in its proposed tariff list. The European Union revealed a list of $12 billion in potential tariffs on American imports. The Wednesday announcement came out in response to the U.S. not removing subsidies on Boeing aircraft. That move comes a week after the U.S. threatened to impose tariffs on EU imports worth $11 billion because of European Union subsidies given to French aviation manufacturing company Airbus. The U.S. Trade Representative's office says those subsidies adversely affect the United States. The European Union's tariff threat appears to be targeted at American agriculture, one of President Trump's biggest support bases. A good number of the proposed tariffs are aimed at ketchup, nuts, tobacco seed oil, and many other food items. Back in 2011, the World Trade Organization found that Boeing received billions of dollars in subsidies from the U.S. Earlier this month, the WTO said the United States had not removed some of those subsidies. Other products like chocolate, frozen orange juice, vodka, video game consoles, and even bicycle pedals are also on the EU's proposed tariff list.
You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.